I start looking at the life cycle of the cherry at bloom. The cherry buds start to swell up and I start watching it because weather is related at that point. It can't get too hot. That makes the fruit soft. So there's the weather directly impacts cherries. If hail comes through, the hail will rip through the leaves. It'll look like basically a shotgun blast went through there. So my name is Thomas Mingrich, go by Tom, and I work at OG Packing as a field representative for OG, and I work with the growers, and the commodities are cherries and walnuts. The drought directly has an impact on the cherries because most farms have wells, and they're able to draw from the well. So the southern crops down from Bakersfield and Fresno area, a lot of these wells I'm talking about are starting to dry up because we just haven't had the rain. We need rain. When we're getting these extreme heats, and I hear guys, old timers that I work with that are 80, 90 years old saying they've never dealt with something like that. Most people in this valley haven't had to deal with the drought that we're having. So they're pulling their weight. And then they're unloading the walnuts into this pit. So in our department, we kind of joke that I'm the weatherman because of how closely I watch the weather and how much it directly affects the crops that we're looking to harvest. So whether it be wind, rain, heat, drought, hail, all those things come into play. I have heard more often, let's say in the last 5 years, guys talking about, I don't know if I can keep doing this. It's okay, maybe next year, you know? And it just feels like, especially weather related, I feel like every year there's something new thrown at us. And it's, you know, like this year it was heat. But then a couple months before that, we're talking about extreme freeze. Last year, that downpour and rain we had in October directly affected the final chapter of walnuts for that year because there were some fields that were unable to harvest because they just get stuck in the mud, they start molding, and they're unable to get into the field to harvest that product.
So what we're looking for is typically a light amber color, like a really light color. You can see this particular piece has been affected by the heat because it's turned into like a combo, or you can see it's like starting to discolor and shrivel up. And that's basically a direct result from the heat that we had. We see this every year, but we don't see it this drastic every year. And we all know it came directly from that heat that we had.
A lot of times I get bad news after a weather occurrence. I've had to tell guys to stop picking. They didn't want to, but I had to. That's really hard because you're basically going out and you're explaining to a guy how if he continues to go, he's going to lose money. Sometimes you see fruit on the tree that looks perfectly okay and they want to harvest it. It's in their blood. And you just have to tell them, unfortunately, there's no value in that product. And I would advise you as a friend and, you know, a client that you should stop. We joke as a cherry grower, you got to be a little crazy. Because there, you know, you gotta like to gamble because you're definitely dealing with weather, things that are out of your control. So you almost have to trick yourself into being optimistic. And I think it's a joke, but I still feel it kind of hurts a little bit. But we always say, okay, there's always next year.